You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
Wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Gotta start changing some things about my life. I can't keep shopping at the same stores I used to shop at. Like Forever 21. No, you're not. Turns out that was a lie. I cannot be in line behind some 21-year-old buying the same dress as her. She's out here living her best life. I'm trying to remember to take my vitamins. We like the same dress, but for different reasons. She's like, ooh, it has pockets for my ID. I'm like, ooh, pockets for my Tums.
Monday, August 11th, 2025. It is the wake-up call. Oh, boy, oh, boy. It's Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. I hope everybody had a good weekend. I certainly did have a nice, quiet weekend. There's a lot going on. But, you know, we have to jump right to something because... We have a very special guest in the studio right now. It's Kyle.
Hi. Yeah. Hey. Wow. Rousing applause from the studio audience.
Kyle from ESPN. He's on the Insiders. And there's a big commotion that we have to deal with. Okay.
Doesn't now, have to be.
Our boss, he wanted to create a nickname for our suite here. The Odyssey Sacramento suite. Because it's not just 106.5 The End. We have KSFM. We have 98 Rock. We have Alt 94.7. ESPN. Am I forgetting anything? I
think
that's everybody. And the Eagle.
Oh, the Eagle,
yeah,
of course.
That's right. And the Eagle. So he didn't want to just call. We're located at 3010 Lava Ridge Court. That's boring.
And we wanted to give it like the name of a clubhouse.
Exactly.
Like, because we're all, you know, on a team.
So we went on a retreat, and all of us from all the radio stations got together, and we without anybody else who works here, no salespeople, no HR, no promotions, nothing. It was just on-air people.
The creatives.
Correct. Came up with a whole bunch of nicknames for our suite, and then anonymously, it was put into an email, and everybody voted in the whole building on which one they liked the most.
Yeah.
And the winner was called The Ridge.
Yeah.
And The Ridge because our street is Lava Ridge.
And so now our building is referred to as the Ridge.
And it is on t-shirts.
Have you ever called it that?
Huh?
Have you ever called it that, non-ironically?
Not ironically. And we have it on t-shirts. We have it on a well-made professional sign
We have like a mission statement and
correct.
All those things.
It's pissing Katie off. Tell everybody why.
Because the Ridge was my idea.
Oh.
Everybody came with ideas, and then we wrote them on a big poster board. And mine was the Ridge. And nobody got all that interested in it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But then once, thank you, Kyle. Kyle was there. He can
All of us were there.
We were all there.
Nobody seems to want to give me credit for this.
We've all continued to give you credit.
We said good job, Katie.
What's particularly galling to me is that everybody was there for it. We had split into groups, but then we had all come together in one group when you came up with this idea.
Yes, I did. Thank you. And for these two to sit here. Look in your adorable face, okay? And say to you, oh yeah, we have given her credit. I had to kick and scream at the top of my lungs and say to anybody that was listening, and I made maniacal eye contact, just a heat-seeking missile into the face. And I said, oh, where'd the rich come from? Gee, whoever thought of the rich must be pretty smart or pretty or sexy or something. And they all went, ooh, I don't know.
Okay.
Why are you guys laughing?
Well, I'll tell you. Thank you, Kyle. I'll tell you why. First of all, she has been getting credit from me and Kevin. We have said, like, Katie came up with that. We've been telling people that, okay?
Okay.
Now, are we saying that because we want you to get credit? No, we're saying that because Katie's forcing us.
Yeah.
She wants the campaign to know that this anonymous thing needs to no longer be anonymous.
It was never like we were supposed to keep it a hush-hush secret.
Okay, here's the other part.
Okay.
You and Kevin were in one group at this thing where we all came up with different ideas, okay? And Kyle and I were in a group together.
Right.
There were two things that day that we had to decide on. One was a nickname for the building, and the other was what, Kyle?
A slogan for the building.
And just like the nickname, it was narrowed down to the top five, and then it was put up anonymously in an email for the whole building to vote. The winner for that was Your City, Your Music. Who came up with that?
Katie.
No.
Oh.
It was in our group.
I think it's...
It was me.
Oh, it's Gavin,
I think it's Your City, Your Voice.
No, it's your City, Your Music, or maybe it is Your City, Your Voice.
You came up with so many good ones. It's hard to remember.
No, I don't remember because it's not important.
Wow.
That's why. It's only the rich's motto.
Right.
And you know why?
Shocked.
Because who cares?
Okay.
Okay.
That's
first
not
of
the
all,
energy we want.
Our City, Our Sound, not including Gavin.
Our City, Our Music,
or whatever
your
it is.
Your City, Your Sound, or something. You know what? Who cares?
Yeah.
It's a stupid one anyway.
It's not important.
But I won the other half of this thing. It wasn't even a contest.
We're not even sure
about
that's
winners
true.
And losers.
Here's the thing. Maybe this is why I have completely forgotten and cleared my mind of whatever you came up with, Gavin. Because Kyle truly had the... Okay, Gavin's going to
go. He's grabbing people.
Kyle truly had the best slogan for the rich.
Wow, that's so nice of you to say.
And I forced people to put it on the poster board.
You did.
Okay? And his slogan suggestion was, I lava it.
Come on.
Because again, we're on Lava Ridge Court.
No, I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
But funny.
I said it'd be
funny
interesting.
Cute, but it's not like...
To be fair, we still don't even really know why we did this.
For camaraderie.
Right.
Unity.
I feel camaraded.
Good.
I feel like we're all a really great team right now that loves each other and gets along.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I love you.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right. So what is... something or someone that you follow on social media that you know is embarrassing, if it ever got out, there would have to be a conversation as to why do you follow this person or what it is. Katie is very open about hers. She shares it with me all the time.
I share it with them as much as I can.
What is this girl's name?
I believe
Karina
something. Her name is Karina Folgeri or
something. And she is not famous.
No, but she has a ton of followers and like some of her videos get like 6 million views.
And what are her videos? Great question, everybody. Here is a sample of one of her videos. You can understand why it gets 6 million views.
I really just got dressed and it is 5:49 p.m. I only got dressed because we're going out to eat. And that's why I just got dressed. So this is the only time I got dressed, and it's 5:49 right now.
Thank you, Karina.
Almost, 6 o'clock at night. And I took a shower. So if you guys can guess where I'm going for dinner, and if you guys get it right, I will let you know. But yeah. Bye-bye.
6 million views. Right.
Now, those are some of her videos, okay?
But I have another one if you want me to play another one.
Let me set this one up.
Okay.
Some of her videos are telling us that, actually many of her videos are getting on there to tell us that she can't tell us something. And it goes around and around and around often. Here's this one.
I can't really share this, and please don't try to get it out of me. I think it's kind of weird and kind of a jealous metal way. I can't do something on here that I really want to do, because it will hurt me, and I just feel like I'm seeing this, and it's just hurting me for these couple of days, and now, and it just hurts.
Okay. Now, so a lot of her videos are telling us that she can't tell us something. Now, when you go to the comments, oftentimes people are not asking her. Here are some of the comments for that video. I feel so uninformed and informed all at the same time. This girl said, me, when you ask me what's wrong. Somebody else said, what a mystery.
I love that somebody described her once as the queen of boundaries.
Guys, I can't.
I can't tell you. Please don't ask. Please just set. She just wants to make sure that you don't ask.
Yeah,
we're talking about cringy follows that we have. Mine's simple. Okay, and I've got a bunch of them. But one of the weirdest ones that I follow is this guy. It's all in Russian. I don't know what he's saying.
Okay,
and he works on a boat that is not like necessarily a fishing boat because he's not a doctor or anything. But he hauls up the weirdest things from the ocean, mostly dead animals, and then just shows close-ups of them. And I am fascinated.
What?
Every single video, I make sure that I like it so that it shows up in my algorithm because I don't want to miss an episode. This is a great text message we got in. I'm a 35-year-old Air Force veteran, MMA fighter, nurse, and I follow Taylor from Secret Life of Mormon Housewives.
Oh, Mormon Wives. Yeah. Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Can't look away. A lot of people said Britney Spears. Total.
A lot of people said Britney Spears.
One of the biggest, cringiest ones.
Facebook. Somebody said hoof scraping and trimming videos.
Interesting.
I am so enthralled when I come upon one of these.
You'll like this one. Somebody else's cringy follow texted into 909-1065. Cody Brown from Sister Wives.
He hardly posts. I know this.
People said sheep shearing.
Oh,
I can understand why that is something that you would follow and can't look away from it. Somebody also said, I can't believe it took us this long to get to it. Pimple popping. Like, I know that that was an old thing, but
I can't do it.
It's what do you mean you can't do it?
I can't watch it.
You used to be all about it.
I never could watch it. I could only perform it myself.
But why couldn't you watch it?
I don't know. It grosses me out.
But doing it in person.
Yes. I find that cleansing.
You're a mystery.
Please don't ask. Okay. Please. There's stuff about me that I can't tell you.
Keep texting in to 909-1065.
1065 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
This is a really fun one because this guy is so mad.
Uh-oh.
His name is Jake. And his wife emailed me and wanted me to phone scam. Now, they are in the process of getting all new flooring for their downstairs. And she has already made the decision on what place they are going to do. And she told him, listen, I called and I left a message. They'll call you back. Please just make the purchase. I'm just asking you to do this one thing for me. Make the purchase. I am calling from the flooring store to make that purchase as difficult as possible. And what I didn't know was I was calling at a very difficult time for him to have a phone call.
Uh-oh.
He picked up because he thought it was going to be like a 60-second phone call. And of course, it's me, so it goes a lot longer. Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Jake.
Found him.
This is Raul Labrador, and I'm calling from... I'm returning a phone call for somebody that we have named Emily.
Yeah, that's my wife.
Okay. What did you need?
Complete laminate and carpeting downstairs. I think somebody already came and did a quote for us, right?
Great. Okay. So we'd love to have your business, and I'm new at this, so I have to run through the sales script. They gave me a script that I have to rehearse. To be honest, yeah. I've never really done one of these all the way through before. So
you don't have to do that with us, ma'am. The sale's made. You've already been here. That's it.
Well, I wasn't there, and I they told me I have to do this for every sales call. So
yeah, but this is not a sales call, man. This is like a confirmation call.
Let me just go through it, and then we can finalize your sale, if that makes sense, okay?
All right, go ahead.
Okay, all right. Hello, sir or madam. Do you have disgusting stains that make you feel self-conscious on your flooring? Spilled grape juice and or wine? Pet stains? Blood splatter? Do you wish to liven up your living room? Right, hello.
Raul, don't do this, man. We've already been through this.
Well, now I got to start all over again. I got. They record these phone calls for training purposes, and I don't
have time for this, bro.
I'll run through it. Okay.
I don't have the time for this, bro.
Let me just run through it, and then we'll take care of it. I want to make sure that I do this right, okay? Because they're recording this. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh,
bro.
Okay. Oh, don't yell at me. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Here we go. Do you have disgusting stains that make you feel self-conscious on your flooring? Spilled grape juice and or wine? Pet stains? Blood splatter? Do you wish to liven up your living room? Brighten your bedroom? Dazzle up your dining room? Spruce up your stairs? Make that office outstanding?
How long is this?
You're rattling me. Now I have to start all over again.
I'm nervous now, Jake. Okay, I'm sorry. Look, just go ahead, man. Just get it done, right?
Okay. I'm all, like, sweaty now.
Raul, I need you to hurry up.
Okay, all right. Do you have disgusting stains that make you feel self-conscious on your flooring? Spilled grape juice and or wine? Pet stains? Blood splatter? Do you wish to liven your living room up? Brighten your bedroom? Dazzle your dining room? Spruce up your stairs? Make that office outstanding? Then let's do it.
Okay.
Are you sick and tired of old matted carpeting? When people come over, do they want to keep their shoes on?
Raul,
yeah,
I gotta go. Bye bye.
Are you still there? Hello. Oh, I didn't even get to tell Jake that it was just a phone scam.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
How do you feel about re-gifting? You can call or text us right now. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. We're getting into this because Kevin has an occasion coming up where a gift is expected, and he's thinking about re-gifting something for it. And Kevin, tell us the details of the story.
My friend's birthday's coming up, and I'm a little tight on money because of Japan.
Right,
so,
you're going to Japan in 2 months.
You have to explain that. Yeah. Kevin's going to Japan.
Yeah, Japan didn't do anything.
Right.
So I need to save money for my trip that I'm going to. Damn. And I have a whole bunch of these, like, you know, collectibles and some cool gifts that I got for my birthday.
Okay.
That I haven't really opened yet because I was all like, I want it pristine. Mm-hmm. So I thought, what if I just wrap it up and give it to someone and then act like I bought it? They would never know.
They'd never know.
Okay, here's the thing. Would they never know? Because a lot of people put a lot of things on social media, so who knows what he might have posted on a story from his birthday. That's number one. Number two, it's not super sincere.
Yes, it is. They like it.
How many gifts really are sincere?
Right.
I mean, I tried to make all of them.
I
simply don't give a gift. And I think that's totally fine. I think showing up with, like, even just, I mean, it sounds like it's a guy, but even like flowers or a plant or something. But I mean,
giving an insincere gift is better than giving nothing.
Oh, right. I totally disagree.
Don't show up empty-handed.
I know. Right. I'd rather you show up empty-handed than something re-gifted that was never meant
for
you.
They don't know it's re-gifted.
They don't know it's re-gifted. Well, I think it's totally fine, Kevin.
Thank you.
If you've got like a surplus of stuff, I don't think there's any. And you know what's great? Gift cards. First of all, prove that it's a re-gift. You can't.
Right.
Second of all,
the same kind of person that gives a gift card is definitely the kind of person that doesn't care about re-gifting.
Sure. Listen, a gift is a gift. Who cares where it came from?
Right.
What does it matter?
Doesn't matter. They won't know.
To be clear,
I haven't gotten an actual birthday gift from you in many years.
I give you the biggest birthday gift every single year.
You do that for yourself.
It's pictures for you.
Pictures with your face on it, and you do that for yourself and for the people to give other people giggles. It hasn't been about me in a very long time.
Billboard!
And that wasn't about me.
Oh,
there's a picture of you on it.
We are not talking about this right now. Kevin, what? You said it's a birthday for your friend?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, what is the gift?
It's the collectible.
Okay, what is it? Is it something that, like, he's into?
Yes.
Okay.
It's very in the know, too. Like, it's,
why are you being vague about this? What is it?
It's just a gift. It's a really good gift.
Now I need to know. What is the gift?
It's a Deadpool Wolverine figurine that you gave me.
You're going to re-gift my gift to you?
I mean, you were on my side just now, so...
You were on his side
just now.
That's
a limited edition, bitch.
I know. That's why it's a great gift to give.
The studio gave that to me, and I could have kept it and sold it.
Right.
But instead, I gave it to you.
I know, but they're a really big Wolverine and Deadpool fan.
See? And isn't that nice? He's going to save money. It's so sincere.
You can't re-gift... Re-gifting's terrible.
No.
It's worth a lot, too, so it makes me look good.
Why can't he re-gift now?
Because re-gifting's immoral, and you need to show up with nothing or show up with a sincere gift.
Oh, we flip sides now, huh?
I didn't flip anything.
Okay, so the re-gift is okay as long as it wasn't a gift you gave.
No.
Because a gift came from somebody.
No.
So each re-gifted gift came from somebody.
But maybe it was an insincere gift. Mine was very sincere. I gave you that.
It sounds like it's going to be sincerely given to his friend.
It's very sincere to my friend now.
Give it back to me if you don't want it.
Too late. It's already wrapped up.
You bitch. I'm so mad.
You were just saying that. Yeah.
Huh?
You can't be mad now. You already said it. It's out in the universe. Mm-hmm. You think re-gifting is great.
No.
Mr. Gift Card.
Nope.
Right.
This is so embarrassing for
you. My friend's going to love it so much.
This sounds like he's going to really like it.
Limited edition.
You know what? I think it was really nice of you.
Thank you.
I can't wait to tell your friend where it came from.
Don't.
I'm going to do it.
You don't even know who any of his friends are.
Right.
And he's told you 1,000 times. And every time he says, oh, my friend so-and-so, you go, who is that?
He only has 2 boyfriends. And one is his brother. So that leaves the other one.
I have a lot of bros.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do.
All your friends are girls.
No.
I'm going to track this person down.
Do it.
Is it Dustin? Is it your friend Dustin?
See,
maybe. Yes.
Dustin's the only other one I can think of, too.
No, don't think you got me figured out, ho.
You better unblock Dustin on all your social, because otherwise he's going for it.
I'm getting on Instagram right now. I'll find him.
He called you a ho.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
What are your dating deal breakers? Dating deal breakers, your romantic red lines. I can't date you. Ugh, because of this one specific thing. You can call or text us, 916-909-1065, 909-1065. And we're getting into this because, well, one, it's always kind of fun to hear what other people's dating deal breakers are, but also because of Tiffany Haddish. She was talking to Extra's Billy Bush, which, by the way, good for Billy Bush for getting a job again.
Yeah, no kidding.
And Tiffany Haddish was talking about how she is single and she is mingling, and she has a dating deal breaker. Here's what she said.
What is undateable about a man? Do you find something like a quality that's just a definite no?
Repossessions and bankruptcies. I just want somebody that's responsible.
Got it.
Your credit score is your grown-up report card, and how responsible you are with your money is how responsible you'll probably be with my heart.
Okay.
Interesting.
Doesn't that feel like a low bar?
I think a low bar would be like somebody that doesn't hit me.
Yes.
Somebody that has a job. To me, that's a low bar.
I would say that's a lower bar. But I mean, no repossessions. You're Tiffany Haddish. Like, you've been in movies. You've been on movie posters.
Do you mean for her or in general?
In general, but especially for a celebrity. Like, no repossessions. Repossessions?
I also don't know, though, that the way somebody handles their finances means that's how they're going to handle your heart. There are a lot of wealthy scumbags that have great credit, Tiff.
Yeah, that's true. And there's a lot of people that struggle financially because they make dumb, dumb decisions that probably would make very good husbands.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so text in 916-909-1065. What are yours?
Okay, so obviously I'm not single, but if I was, my two would be if you're a grown-up and you still have really crooked teeth.
Interesting. Like how crooked? Like very crooked?
Yeah. Like really crooked. Like my husband never got braces or anything, but his teeth are straight. But if you are somebody that has like a mangle mouth and you are an adult, it's like, why didn't you? Nothing. No Invisalign for you all this time, huh?
Maybe they couldn't afford it. I don't know.
Well, if you can't afford it, then also, if you can't afford Invisalign, you can't afford me.
That'd be true.
But my second one would be if you have a monstrous ex.
Oh, just a real menace.
Yeah.
That's a big red line.
That sucks because it's not the other person's fault necessarily. They can't change the way that person behaves, but I would just be like, I don't need that in my life. I don't want that in my kid's life.
Yeah, we're getting some really good ones into text 909-1065. We'd love it if you guys called too so we could discuss some of these, but one is when he kisses his mom on the lips.
So what?
She says no man should be mouth kissing their mommy as an adult.
Oh, for God's sake.
I mean that is kind of a weird one. This is a great one. This is such a great one. If you're rude to waiters or wait staff,
yes.
Big red flag.
Yeah.
I love this one too. Fragile masculinity.
Gross. Oh man.
If you're somebody that has fragile masculinity and a need to constantly prove how masculine you are.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you this. If he has a lion's not lamb shirt or hat,
you gotta go.
Run for the hills.
Run for the hills.
Here's some of mine. Okay. One, this is shallow. I know for a fact I couldn't be with a person who loves country music. I can't do it. It's a whole lifestyle. I got to get a hat. I got to go with you to basically a political rally. I don't look good in boots. I don't even know how you take those boots off. Like, and another one, if it was somebody who didn't like my mom.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
sure.
If somebody who just didn't like my mom, I just love my mom. And like, if you didn't love my mom.
Yeah.
Okay. I pick her.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Kevin, what are some dating deal breakers for you?
If she has more hair than me, like armpit hair.
Well, okay.
I'm okay.
That's interesting. It doesn't take much, sweetie.
You have like no body hair.
You're like a hairless cat.
I have body hair. It's just if I see armpit hair on a girl, it's like, ooh.
Okay.
And then if she's chewing very loudly.
A loud chewer?
Like a wet
You know, I want to tell you.
This is why you're single.
What do you mean? It seem like you... One time, we went through your Tinder.
Here we go.
And we were looking at people he matched with. Mm-hmm. And the reasons he came up with to want to swipe whichever direction is no on all these women, one of them had too many friends in her picture. He knew which one it was.
I don't know who it is. Don't have too many friends.
One of them, in one of the pictures, there was a horse.
What can I say?
It was like... It never, there was always a reason.
Always a reason. Keep the text messages coming in to 909-1065.
1065, the end.
It's the wake up call.
If you're somebody that has the TV on while you eat dinner, call us right now or text in 916-909-1065 and react to this information that Kevin found. What is it, Kevin?
Yeah, so a recent research suggests that constantly needing to watch TV and looking at your phone while eating could be linked to an underlying anxiety and depression.
What?
Yeah, they said distracted eating is often used as a way to self-soothe and escape uncomfortable feelings, providing temporary relief.
Oh my
What's wrong
God.
With that?
Because it's probably leading you into more depression.
I thought the thing that was making me not depressed was being able to sit around and watch TV.
Do you watch TV?
When we're eating dinner. The girls sit at like the counter, mm-hmm. the bar area, and they are not on tablets while they eat.
Right.
But then we sit on the couch and watch TV.
Is the TV... Oh, so you guys aren't even at a table together?
No.
Okay, so do you watch TV that you want to watch, or do you put anything on that they want to watch?
Well, the kids can't see the TV from where they sit.
They can't see it. Yeah. Okay. It's not alarming. It is surprising. I will tell you that, Kevin. I personally think that it's surprising to find out that watching TV while you eat is not good for your mental health and a sign that your mental health is not great, but it is kind of comforting, right?
Watching TV?
Yeah.
Watching TV is amazing.
Like,
well, sorry.
I have dinner with my family at the table almost every single night. Oh. And I would say half the time the TV is on.
Okay.
My wife doesn't want the TV on ever while we're eating, and she gets her way, I would say, a half, maybe a third of the time.
And so what would you have on?
If it was up to me, I'd probably have, like, local TV on, like, local news. Just
oh, really?
Kinda,
oh,
just as, like, white noise.
Boring. That seems terrible.
Because I don't necessarily want the TV on for entertainment. I would rather the TV on just to have white noise.
Okay.
Because for me, this is the other thing. Talking to your family's overrated.
What?
I know. I understand how bad that sounds. But, I mean, do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm. Okay. I do. But I feel like part of why we feel the way we do is that we are done so early.
Yeah.
That we, like, work a full-time job and have the responsibilities of, like, a stay-at-home parent.
Uh-huh.
Where, like, the second you get home, especially in the summer, you're on.
Right.
But we've already worked a full work day.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time dinner time comes, I've had a lot of talk to my family time. Now, when my boyfriend comes home, he and I only get, because of his on-air schedule, we only get a couple hours of talk time together.
Right.
Do I think he would maybe like a little more quiet time than I give him? Maybe.
Right.
But that's our time that we have.
If I'm sitting here thinking about it, and I never thought about it before this, I feel like sitting around the kitchen table recapping your day is a holdover from a time that's gone. Like the 1950s and 60s, when like the mom stayed home with the kids and made dinner, the dad went out and had a job, and he would come home in his suit and take his hat and put it on the hat rack, and he would come home, sit at the table, and then he wanted a debrief on how everybody's day was.
Okay.
Because you only had dad for about an hour, maybe two, before dad had his nightly Manhattan. Well, you know, and okay, read the newspaper and smoked the pipe.
Okay, well, at the time that you're describing, you couldn't pivot your TV on the wall mount and everybody could just watch it from the dining room.
That's true.
It was a big box that sat on the ground. So watching TV while you ate, although that's when TV dinners.
That's what TV dinners were invented for. That's why TV trays were invented.
You think dads back then wanted to debrief on everybody's life?
I think so. I mean, stereotypically, not all of them, but I think maybe like there was more of a want of running your family like a business and be like, All right,
now let's do the admin.
Men, including my wife, give me a rundown of the numbers.
How are we looking?
Yeah. Joey, that bully bother you again? We got to get HR on that.
They didn't have HR.
So anyway, though. So to recap, though, Kevin found that watching TV.
Do I what?
You eat by yourself.
Yeah, I eat by myself all the time.
Well, who's in your bedroom?
No, I just eat at the dinner. No, my family doesn't really eat together.
Okay.
But I mean, you're a grown up, you know, and your mom's there. Like...
Yeah, but I still wish we ate together as a family.
Aww.
Like just to catch up with people. Like,
if you asked your mom, would she say no?
I mean, yeah, but now it's weird.
Why?
Because we've grown up not eating.
You went too long.
Yeah.
I see.
It's like, okay, we're out of things to talk about.
But how are they going to know who's bullying you?
Nobody bullies me. I do the bullying.
The answer is it's Gavin and Katie every time.
We got to get HR on that.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
I thought this was old news, and then I casually mentioned it to Katie before the show started this morning. And it sounds like you didn't know about this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so McDonald's is bringing nostalgia back.
Okay.
That's the big headline that people are talking about. And they're bringing back something called McDonald Land.
What's
and
that?
They are basically the McDonald Land meal is an adult Happy Meal, which I thought they did before recently.
Didn't
right?
they do some sort of Travis Scott adult Happy Meal?
I remember Grimace.
What
Travis
about Megan
Scott.
The Stallion? Didn't she have something too?
No, Post Malone had one, I think.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
But it's basically it's an adult Happy Meal, and it's gonna feature something called the Mount McDonald Land Shake.
Oh,
do you want to know what flavor it is?
Yeah,
it's berry.
Oh,
okay. But it comes with a quarter pounder or a 10-piece chicken nugget, fries, and a collectible souvenir. Here's the other part, though, of the story is that they confirmed what Grimace was, and Kevin already addressed this. So, do you remember the answer?
I don't remember the answer.
Oh, okay.
Isn't he like a scary monster or something like that?
No. Turns out Grimace is a taste bud. That's according to McDonald's. And I thought everybody knew this because I thought it came out a couple years ago.
I did not know that. That's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
I don't know why, but it is.
Now, if you go to Grimace's Wikipedia page, it says a large purple monster who was introduced in 1971. Oh, wow. As Evil Grimace. In Grimace's first appearance, he was one of the original main antagonists and was depicted with two pairs of arms, which were led to steal milkshakes and cokes.
Yes.
Okay.
Evil was soon dropped from Grimace's name. He was reintroduced in 1972 as a protagonist, where he only had one set of arms. Well, thank God for that.
I mean, it wasn't the only bad guy. There's a Hamburglar.
I feel like Grimace is whatever people want him to
Yeah. be. I think we're projecting onto Grimace what we want Grimace to be. I thought Grimace was like some sort of dum-dum that just like...
Yeah, that comes around with a purple...
Hey, guys, who's ready for some Mickey D's?
I now that you're saying that, is that how Grimace talks? I don't know if I've ever heard Grimace
talk.
I think
he does. Yeah. Can you look it up, Kevin?
He's kind of slow. No, so he's in the video.
He's kind of like the Patrick to Ronald SpongeBob.
I always thought so.
Yeah.
So, okay, we can't have a fast food mascot where you can project whatever you want on him.
Why not?
That opens it up to being like, what is Grimace to you? He's diabetes. He's regretful eating habits.
He's mesothelioma. But maybe this is smart marketing since you can't expect everybody to be the same. So maybe if you're giving people the opportunity to project what they want him to be, they can... Write him into whatever story they want.
But isn't that too deep bench for a fast food mascot? Ronald McDonald's a clown. We all know that.
Yeah.
The Hamburglar's a criminal. also kind of weird. But like the fry guy.
Yeah, especially because they all appear to be friends.
That's true too.
It's just like, oh, yeah, burglar, you stole from us again.
The fry guys were children made of french fries. Birdie.
I don't remember fry guys.
Oh, there was a whole like bunch of toys too. The McNugget buddies, remember them?
Yeah, I do remember McNugget buddies.
They were McNuggets.
I know that one.
But I do not remember fry guys.
But what's Grimace? Project whatever you want. So you're telling me Grimace is my ex-girlfriend Hope?
Like, okay. I actually think we're onto something. Because the fry guys, except for one of them, sort of, don't look like they involve fries at all.
Oh, really?
No, they look like Swiffers.
Yeah, they look like Swiffer Sweepers.
I remember them having like fries coming out of the top of their head.
They're goblins.
They're goblins?
Yeah, it says species goblins.
What?
Made to look like French fries.
But they don't look like French fries.
They're fries.
Oh my God, remember when McDonald's had like a girl?
Wow, I'm deep bench into this McDonald's. A girl
that was like a chicken?
That was Birdie.
Birdie!
Yeah, yeah. See, this McDonald's, if you're listening, and we know you do, don't bring back adult Happy Meals called McDonaldland Meals. Bring back all of the characters, but really let's deep dive into who they are, what their function is, how can they help us?
Right, and what do they mean to us?
Like, I'm still on the Wikipedia page for McDonald's mascots. As if it wasn't already confusing enough, in 1977, they introduced Uncle O'Grimacy.
And is he related to Grimace?
He is. He's his Irish uncle.
Now, does he bring the Shamrock Shakes?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
But still, though, a taste bud can't have an uncle.
A taste bud also can't be friends with a clown, but here we are.
That's a good point. So
fries
anyway.
Can't be guys.
As we're figuring out, McDonald's is a rich treasure trove of Da Vinci coding that we can, we don't even have the time or the bandwidth to comb through it all.
But we're going to try.
We're doing it for the people.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
I want to tell you guys about what happened to me yesterday. I don't know where they were, but my kids found a literal stockpile of Roblox gift cards in our house. Oh. Five of them. Okay. $10, $25, some of them. And I guess that they were just like, they get them for birthdays and then they just kind of like squirrel them away somewhere. So my son Theo is just like, look what I found. Think of all the accessories I could buy with this. I'm like, ah, man. Because I don't know if you guys have ever tried to put a Roblox gift card on a Roblox.
Under the app or whatever?
It's awful.
How so?
Like, you can't just open the app on, like, an iPad and then put the gift card on your profile. And I don't know why they have to do this, but it seems like an elaborate money laundering scheme. You have to go to the Roblox website.
Okay.
Then you have to log in on the website, and then you have to upload the gift cards to your profile, and then open the app, and then transfer that real money into Robux.
Right, Robux. Yeah,
there is a conversion rate that needs to happen. And I don't know why they do it this way.
You don't think that they do it this way to make it more difficult so kids can't just like
just
get Robux?
Just like have a credit card that's attached to it? If that's the case, God bless them. Okay, I get it. It's so difficult. It's such a pain in the ass. And remember, my son found five of these gift cards. So I go very begrudgingly to put all these Roblox gift cards on his account. Right away, I realize I don't know my password.
Yeah, nobody knows their Roblox password.
Right.
Just so you know.
And the security question to get into my Roblox account, I've never seen it before. And it's more complicated and more secure than my bank. It showed me a picture over here that had like a diamond in one corner and then like a person waving in the other corner.
Okay.
And then next to it is a square that has a grid of 9 seats, a person, and each row of seats. At the top, there's different symbols, and on the side, there's different symbols.
I have never seen that.
Right. Neither have I. Have you ever seen this, Kevin?
No.
It was so complicated to figure out. No written instructions. All it said was, figure out the puzzle in order to prove you're not a robot. Eventually, I figured out that the symbols on the left correspond with symbols on the rows. So you, like, let's say the diamond is the left row down, and then the person waving is the bottom row right and left. So you have to figure out what the grid is where the person needs to sit in a seat. Like, if I say you have to sit in X2,
okay,
you have to bring the person to the seat that corresponds on a grid with X and 2,
okay,
as two different rows.
This is getting complicated.
That's my effing point,
what happened,
Kevin!
To choose the following that relate to cars?
Grab the puzzle piece and fit it in the spot.
Right. Yeah. It made me long for the days where I just had to find the squares that had a car in it or a motorcycle. So anyway, I eventually figure it out, just to find out that that was part one of the 7-part puzzle.
Excuse me?
Yes! I had to do this 7 times to figure out, wait for it, I put in the wrong password.
No. Oh, wait, so this was before the password?
Yes! This is just to find out if you guessed the password right. I did it 3 times, and at that point, I looked at my son and I said, I'm sorry, I'm not doing this.
I would have just been like, oops, they expired. Well, isn't your son banished from the iPad, quote unquote, forever?
Yes.
So what was he playing on?
PlayStation, if nobody's using the PlayStation. So anyway, yeah, but that's it. So I don't know. Roblox, we know you listen. We are international. I think they're international. I don't know.
They seem very, very international.
We're not asking you, because Katie's probably right. You probably did this as a help to us.
Yeah.
So that they're not just running up bills on our credit card. Cool. Just make the puzzles a little simpler. And just make us do it once. We're busy people.
Yeah, just once is fine.
You know, I feel like I'm not asking for a lot. And in the meantime, my son just has to sit there and play with 5 Roblox gift cards.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Every Wednesday morning at 7:35, we play Fun Delivered on The Wake Up Call. That is where we open undelivered, unopened packages that got lost in the mail. And it is so much fun. So much fun that a company called Fun Delivered started that business model. And that is somewhat related to this viral news story that Katie found. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
so
kind of.
What's happening?
Okay, so a woman here in California, actually she lives in San Jose. She is being inundated with Amazon packages that she did not order.
So Amazon packages are just coming to her house that she didn't order.
They won't stop coming.
Wow.
Now, on the surface,
yeah,
this seems like my wildest dream. Just package after package after package showing up. It's costing me nothing.
Yeah.
I'm going through all of them.
Yes.
Please understand. And I know some of it's going to be kind of crappy stuff, but some of it's going to be treasures.
And it's not really even what it is. It's the opening.
It's the opening. Okay.
It's the mystery. It's fun delivered.
If you're lucky, maybe something's vacuum sealed in there, then you get to cut it and it gets bigger. I mean, just the idea of it sounds amazing.
And none of it's coming out of your bank account.
Right, exactly. Okay. Well, there is one problem. It is the same thing being sent to her over and over and over, and she can't make it stop. And there's seat covers for her car.
Oh.
Are they even seat covers that will fit her car? I don't even know.
Wow.
She cannot get the company to stop sending her these packages. The only thing she can do is just keep returning them. And it's a Chinese vendor.
Oh.
She has tried to contact them on many, many different occasions. And she's trying to get it like permanently blocked from being delivered to her house, but she doesn't know how.
Can Amazon not do anything for her? Or
I think they've tried.
Do we know how many she has gotten?
I don't.
Or how long this has gone on for?
Because
that's really funny. Not for her, but for everybody else.
And the seat covers are trash because the reviews on it for the people that have managed to get them are all terrible. And on top of that, everybody that's ordering the seat covers can't get refunds on it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm sure eventually Amazon will refund it, but...
How is this company not more invested in stopping this? They're just wasting product. That woman should stop returning them.
Oh, my God. I just found a picture of it.
Okay.
It's hundreds.
Hundreds.
It's hundreds of boxes.
Oh, my.
I wonder if she's getting multiples per day. That's insane.
Faux leather car seat covers.
That's so funny. Do we know, is somebody doing this to her?
Now that is a good goof.
Yeah, it is.
If I had just unlimited money,
yeah,
I would do this. I would do this to my enemies.
Yes.
Just ship them just something absolutely worthless that they don't need over and over and over.
Because is that even illegal? It's not illegal.
I'm sure at some point it's harassment, but not at first.
Yeah.
I mean, the first, you could at least get 100 in there.
Right, right.
And you can't send them all in bulk. I want it one at a time. Ding dong.
What's something that you would send your enemy if you had millions of dollars? Something really stupid and mundane. Kevin, think about it too. Like, it's got to be like...
Mardi Gras beads.
Katie, that's a good one.
Just never let them stop coming.
That's a really good one.
Because at first they'd be like, oh, that's funny. We got Mardi Gras beads.
Yeah.
And then the next one would be like, this is so weird. We got more Mardi Gras beads. After like the seventh package, you'd be like, oh my God, what is going, why is this happening?
Yeah, because it's got to be something that they can't use.
Yes.
Like it's, at first it's like, wouldn't it be funny if you like sent them like, I don't know, hundreds of boxes of like size D batteries.
Right.
You know? But like eventually you're going to run into something that uses a size D battery and then they're like, ha ha ha.
Yeah.
But like Mardi Gras beads, there's no use for them.
Worthless.
Unless somebody's having a party at Chuck E. Cheese.
Or you're on, what is it, Bourbon Street or whatever?
Right. Yeah.
Other than that, they are just something that little kids put on, and then you their parents throw them away later.
I mean, I was going to sit here and try to come up with something better. There's nothing better than Mark Roberts. So, okay. I mean, there you go. This poor woman.
Yeah.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
There's a celebrity that is going back to college, not just any college, going back to Harvard. And Sacramento plays into this story as well. The person going back to college is Oscar-winning actress Jessica Chastain. Oh, okay, yeah.
El Camino graduate, fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah, that's right. Grew up here in Sacramento and attended Sacramento City College. How about that? Now, she's going back to get a master's in public administration. And some of us on the show can't understand why. Can't understand why she's doing this. And she's not the first celebrity to do this. I always had the thought that whenever I see a story about a celebrity going back to college, does everybody in class just treat that person like they're not a celebrity? Like, imagine looking over and you're just like, oh, there's Ryan Gosling.
I think at first you probably are like, oh my God, that's Ryan Gosling. And then like, halfway through the semester, you're like, do you have a pen or what?
Right. I guess that's true. You can't understand why she's doing this.
Absolutely not.
It turns out that the reason is she never got a college degree. She went to Sac City College, didn't graduate, and then went to Juilliard, but then got an honorary degree from Juilliard. So the fact that she got an honorary degree makes me think that she didn't graduate. I don't know if she did or didn't, but
well, it sounds like she didn't. If she got an honorary degree, that right. shouldn't Unless mean that you get her... to skip getting a bachelor's right. and just go straight to a master's, but whatever. I never really understand this. I never understand when a successful celebrity who isn't like down on their luck and needs a career change, if it's just so you can say you got your college degree, can I tell you what's more impressive than that? Being nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah. But if she's like me, I get it. I don't have a college degree and it hangs over me. Now, I've had a successful career and life since not having a college degree, but it like hangs over me.
But what about it hangs over you?
I don't know.
Like, so I'll be very honest. I think that if you have a college degree, that's fantastic. I'm not necessarily impressed by it. Unless you're college, unless you're like a doctor, then okay. I know you went to school for 8 years or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, we know idiots that have college degrees. I'm not talking about you, Kevin. Oh, I think you're very smart. Like, okay. You're absolutely the smartest person on this show, no matter what anybody says. It's not an impressive accomplishment. It's something many, 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 many people have.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't want to say it's not an impressive accomplishment, but it's not a rare accomplishment.
It shows more of a workload rather than intelligence, or it shows that you paid for it, you know, depending on what your degree is in. But I agree with that. Now, I have a very good friend of mine. His name is Nick. He and I both are like, we both feel the same way. And we've like, you know, lamented about this together over drinks over several times over the years. We're like, out of nowhere, we're just like, I wish I graduated. And he's like, I wish I did too. And he's very successful. So it's like,
now, okay, so let me ask you this, and be as honest as possible. Do you find that you respect people more that have degrees?
I think I do.
Okay.
I think I do.
And why is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because everything we've just said is true.
It's absolutely true.
We know dum-dums with PhDs. You know, so it's like, or at the very least, they have a PhD and they still don't know things that like 10-year-olds do. So I don't know. I can't explain it. It is just something.
I do think that you think people that have a degree are superior in some way.
They have accomplished something that I never did.
But you have accomplished things that other people haven't.
But maybe they didn't even try. You know, like none of them.
Who cares? You still did it.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true. I guess it's
Here's the thing. I didn't try to get a college degree, so you wouldn't use that same logic on somebody
you.
Didn't try.
You'd yeah, I guess
still
that's
be
true.
Like, okay, but why didn't you?
I guess in my brain, it'd be like somebody trying to flex on me, like, I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. And it's like, okay, well, I have no interest and I've never tried. Maybe I could. I don't know. But like, I did try to go to college and I didn't finish. So,
but that wasn't because you couldn't. It's because you ran out of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen.
Hey, guess what? You can go back to college.
Yeah, don't say that.
You absolutely can.
Do
for somebody
it.
That wants it so bad, zero people are stopping you.
I would just rather get an honorary degree like Jessica Chastain.
Okay, that is.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
On this show, we have always brought you the news. That's why you come here. We have always, we steadfastly, tirelessly scour the internet to make sure that you are understanding what is worthy of understanding. And we've been shouting it from the rooftops for a very, very long time. They're painting dogs and trying to pass them off as pandas in China.
Yeah.
We have been I checked this morning. I went back into the archives. We're not going to play the audio because there's a guy on there that we don't like anymore. But we've been talking about that on this show for 7 years.
Since this show was on a different channel.
Right. But
now, I do want to say this. When we heard about it the first time many years ago, you and I seemed pretty on board with it.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
You don't know where I stand now. Here's what happened now.
A zoo in China is under fire after guests discovered that its newest star attractions, two pandas, are actually just painted dogs. Yeah. The fluffy Chow Chow dogs, painted to resemble the country's beloved national animal, went viral after a guest at the zoo posted a video on TikTok. The video has been shared more than 1.4 million times. Visitors say they realized the pups were in fact not pandas when they started panting and barking.
Can you imagine?
Mommy, that panda sounds like a dog.
Here's what I don't understand is these people are like, is that bear barking? Do you know how big a panda is compared to a dog?
Right.
I just watched a panda attack its zookeeper.
Okay? Pandas do that?
This one did.
You sure it wasn't a dog?
No, I'm sure.
This was a real panda.
A real panda.
And it attacked us.
Yeah, the guy or gal was fine, but like that panda was on top of him.
Really?
Yes. The panda's almost bigger than a human.
Oh, yeah, they're bears.
In height.
Yeah, they're bears.
Right. So if you are seeing something that is the size of a dog, unless you've been tricked into thinking that it's a baby panda.
Yeah. Sure.
Like, come on, guys.
Now, here's where I stand on this.
Okay.
And it's going to be exactly where I stood years and years and years ago when we first brought this up.
Okay.
This is a missed opportunity. The zoo's coming under. Yeah, don't try to trick people.
Don't try to trick people.
Okay, I think we also did a report not that long ago that another zoo in China was trying to pass dogs off as lions, too. Something like that. There's a lot of trickery going on in zoos and panda. Buyer beware. Okay. I'm saying, why aren't we painting dogs to look like other animals?
Like our dogs that we have at home.
Yeah. Why not?
Well,
I have a corgi. If I painted him orange, he could easily be a fox with no tail. If you have a chow chow, paint it black and white.
I would like to see that. I'd like to pet that.
Sure.
It seems wasted behind the bars of a zoo.
Of a zoo, right. Just think of the possibilities. You've got one of those, like, you know, disgusting dogs that are really tall and lean. Paint it like a giraffe.
Yeah.
Hilarious. We're not going to, I don't know, maybe it's easier to trick people in China. We're Americans.
Well, they do seem
to be. We know what a panda is.
They seem to be tricked either way because I feel like it was China where there was a real bear that kept standing on his back legs and people kept saying, that is a human in
a bear costume. Right.
So.
Which in that case, it was not.
It was not.
It was right. A real bear.
It was a real bear.
And when they do stand up on their hind legs, and when they do, their skin folds and makes it look like a bear suit.
Yeah.
Okay, different.
So, but my point is, they're getting tricked either way.
That's the problem with a communist country.
Right.
You can't trust anything in zoos. So listen, if you're an animal rights person and you're going to try to cancel me, I'm just saying. You don't hurt the dogs, but let's just paint them up. Let's make them look like other animals.
And think about the pets and the loves they'll get from that. Make up for
You've got two dogs.
They had to go through to get painted.
Your one dog looks like a handsome little devil.
Yeah, he does.
The other one is
looks monstrous.
Pretty gross.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's not say gross.
What would you make the gross one?
Well, he looks a lot like an Ewok.
Yes. He looks like if you were to crush out a cigar, that part you crushed out, that's what the dog's face looks like.
What would I make him look like?
Because that's just branding, and you might get more luck with passing him off on people.
If I say he's what?
If you say he is.
I don't know why people can't still be excited to see him.
Well, he looks like that. He smells, and he also wears a diaper now.
He doesn't smell.
And he does wear a diaper.
He does.
So you do think that he has pee on him, at least.
I guess a baby. A yeah, human baby.
That's the only thing people, because, I mean, you go, oh, okay.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Yesterday, Katie asked me if I had any coins Well, actually, she didn't ask me. Her daughter, Audrey, asked me if I had any coins. And it just so happens that I did. But it's very cute. She posted it on her Instagram. You can see it at Katie Wake Up Call. Made a stitch of my son holding the coins ransom for her daughter, saying, "You want these? You got to come over and play sometime."
Yeah.
It was very cute.
It was very cute.
But I mean, he's just blowing hot air because I got all the coins right here.
Oh.
And as I'm like looking at these, why the hell do they still make coins? What is the point of coin? What an archaic. What are we? Ancient Egypt?
Okay, but let's say we stop making coins.
Good.
Okay, hold on. And then somebody buys something with cash and they need cash back. And there's no coins to give them.
First of all, pass a law, make everything a whole amount. No more.
After taxes?
It all has to equal out somehow. I'm not a mathematician. You figure it out, okay? But everything has to be, that'll be $75, sir. That'll be $63, sir. $58, ma'am. Miss, sorry. No more coins.
Okay.
And even dealing with cash is crazy at this point. Paper? You have paper in the year 2024. We're still paying for things the same way that we did during the Civil War. What is wrong with you?
I think it has something to do with the Treasury. And what? I think X number of dollars have to be printed. X number of cents have to be printed.
Have to be?
Well,
For what? To keep people employed at the Treasury?
No, but like, that's how they balance the money?
What? Listen, this, look at me.
Okay.
This is one of those things that you said, like dolphins are in the military.
Yeah.
That sounds cuckoo-laroo.
Yeah.
But might be true. Kevin, are you Googling anything?
Yeah, I'm Googling why we still use coins, and they say because it lasts longer than keynotes, like bills and stuff.
Okay, but why? Why are we still on physical money? How much cash do you two have on you right this second?
I have $5.
$0.
$0 cash. Because it's the future. And I keep everything in the sky, in the cloud.
Right.
Listen, the fact that we are still printing cash and making coins. This, look at this. That is 1 cent.
It's cheaper to make coins than paper bills.
Really?
Uh-huh. I'll bet it costs more to make this penny than a penny is worth.
It is funny that you are holding 1 cent.
I'm holding 1/100th of a dollar.
What a ridiculous thing.
Think about that. Saying, here's 1/100th of a dollar probably sounded awesome to a cowboy. But not now, not when we have something called a hedge fund investor, or we have an iPhone.
Or there's cryptocurrency.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Here's your penny.
Well, the funny thing is, cryptocurrency seems to be the opposite of change.
Right.
Where it's... Instead of having to have something that you have to hold in your hand, you literally can't.
This penny was printed in 2023. Oh. Okay. This is the dumbest conversation I can think of.
So they print money, they print coins. Oh, then they probably distribute them to banks? Like, how did that penny get into the system? Get into the world?
I almost swore. Who even effing knows anymore? Who knows? This is the stupidest thing that we're doing as a country, and we do some stupid things.
Like, where was that printed? Where was that physically printed?
Probably the mint, right? Isn't that where all the money comes from?
So where is that?
D.C.
Okay, and then it got here to California. How? Yeah.
Through spending? I don't know.
But then, like, where did it start? Did it start at the bank?
Katie, I can't do this
with
you.
And then are people going to the bank and saying, I need rolls of pennies?
I guess they are.
That seems psychotic.
From beginning to end, going into a bank? and saying, "Hi, bank keep, I need a roll of pennies in paper." This is the year 2024. I'm so mad. Her daughter had the audacity to ask for coins, and it made me remember, oh, we have coins. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.